Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner speaks of the first time he sat in the chair, but he doesn't give the whole story. When you put yourself in a place of pure love, a lot of things change. Did you know that fear cannot exist in pure love? Did you know that worry cannot exist with pure love? Darkness carries all of those things. Fear and worry. And so many humans are right there, never understanding that all of it can be cleared in a day if they had the ability to simply sit and be loved. There are so many wishing to process these things. I've got problems. I'll try this. I'll try that. Dear ones, most of the processes are to enhance the things that were given you. You want to drop the dark things in your life? How about now? Because as soon as you stop fearing them, they'll leave you alone. And that is the truth. They feed on your fear. Cryon, are there entities out there trying to attack me? That particular information would be something you know for you and your consciousness. And they're real to you and your consciousness. Some of you have seen them. They're so real. And they just love it when you're afraid. Because they've got you. It's interesting. There are those who feel that there are negative things attacking them. And if they will examine their lives, they'll see that those negative things seem to increase. Well, like, here comes another one. Here comes another one. Almost like they were invited in. It's real. And they were invited in. Because they found somebody who would be afraid. You can be controlled with fear, dear one. How about stopping all that and sit and be loved? The winds of change affect society. And I want to give you some examples. And these examples are happening now. You don't have to wait for a forest to grow, like in the first channel. You don't have to wait a generation for a wild card to come, like the second channel. This is the third channel of the series in Argentina, The Winds of Change. I speak now of situations that are happening right now that show things that shouldn't be happening. Not if you believe things are stuck to a certain paradigm forever. When you start seeing paradigms change in social groups that you didn't expect, that are new, and that represent the metaphor of light coming out, it should get your attention. If for no other reason, it's never happened. Some of these are simple. Some of these are complex. Let me give you a simple one all of you will understand. I speak now of my partner's culture and what's going on in his land. There is a woman right now who is serving a little jail time because of something she did that she thought was normal. She had a young woman or man, so it's not identifiable, in a university, and she wanted that child to receive good grades, and so she paid the university. Because the woman in question is famous and has a great deal of money. So therefore, she pays the university and her child graduates. Simple. Now I want you to stop right now. Does this happen? Would somebody in your Congress be able to get their children into an elite school? You know the answer. It's normal. And it always was in my partner's land as well. But suddenly, it was not normal. And now the university is in trouble. But with research, the reason she thought it was normal is because her wealthy friends were doing the same thing with other universities. And now it opens inquiry. It starts to shine a light onto something that was considered normal. But there's been an evolving consciousness of integrity starting. And that's the subject. What happens when humanity starts to evolve with integrity? That's what happens when one human treats another. They found out that many were doing this, and now many universities are in trouble. Sometimes you pay the university, sometimes you pay the president of the university. And what was acceptable is no longer there. This is just one example of something that was considered normal in a lower vibration consciousness that allowed these things to work. There's a very famous senior comedian who is in prison. He was beloved. People loved this man. And on television, he played as an actor a father who was wise. Everyone looked up to. And then it happened. A woman came forward and she said, "I don't know if you're going to believe this, but he actually gave me a drug and took advantage of me. I know it happened when he was a younger man. I don't know if you're going to believe me, but he did it." And then another woman said the same thing. And then another woman said the same thing. And another woman. And it seemed his entire career was marked with how many times he did this. Stop everything right now. Do you think this has happened before? That those with power and money and fame would do something like that and it was okay? Because they knew no one would talk about it. Or perhaps they'd pay a little money so it would go away. Huh? This one did not go away. Come to find out, he was not alone. Other actors are now in question for the same thing. This old paradigm been around for hundreds of years. If you are famous with money, you could do whatever you want. And all of a sudden, now you cannot. Did you know that some of the Congress members are starting to resign because they're being looked at for this same thing? Inappropriate abuse of women who will be in their departments, and suddenly they're starting to come forward. What's the difference? Why did it hide for decades and decades? And suddenly, it matters. It's called evolution of consciousness, where the transparency of integrity starts to matter, and the public starts to see. That's when there's a lot of cheering going on from the other side of the veil. Oh, there are so many things like that yet to be uncovered, dear ones, in this land. Let me close this with the worst one. It's the worst one, and yet it's the best news. And we touched on it last night when we talked about Jorge Mario. There is a major city on the east coast of the United States that made an amazing discovery. They uncovered over 1,000 abuses of priests and young boys over a 20-year period. What does a child think when this takes place? It tears away their idea of the beauty of God. There's confusion when a man of the cloth would do such a thing. And the children are never the same. Never the same. They found that a priest would abuse a boy. It would be discovered by the church. And those in charge of where he is stationed will move him to the next parish. That became the answer. Move him away from the problem. But then he did it again. With another boy. And they moved him again. And then he did it again. And they have names of the ones who repeatedly did this for years. Stop this for a moment. How long has this been going on? Oh, you don't want to know. So what's the difference? That today it's known. And we mentioned it yesterday. That it has to be dealt with at the top. In a way that it never has been before, in order for this church to survive. Dear ones, the light is being turned on to dysfunctional darkness on the planet, and there's even more. More things are coming. I close with this idea. There are some who don't know about this change of consciousness. They're not in a room like this listening to this information. and they may see the news, and gradually they'll see all the dark things that are being shown. And the reaction will be fear. What is this planet coming to? There's so much darkness here. It just gets worse with all these abuses. And they don't know really, truly what's happening. It's light is starting to expose things in society that are inappropriate. You see, we're not talking about corruption, and we're not really talking about global things. We're talking about everyday life in society. This is what people do with each other every day. The light is being turned on, you see. The winds of change are starting to show this right now. Light worker, what can you do? I want you to inform those who may not ever listen to a Cryon channel. It just seems like more and more things are being revealed, and they've always been there. And to celebrate the revelation, because there's going to be more, perhaps even here. And so it is.